Very good. We are going to keep moving on because we have a big agenda, and so I want to get through as many items as we can today. And I know I saw Jake is with us. Hi, Jake. We're going to move to number eight. This is our finalizations, fishing regulations at this point. Number eight on our agenda.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Jake Davis, Fisheries Program Administrator. Yes, I have four items today for your consideration as finalizations. Take them one at a time, any questions, discussion, and then allow for commission action. The first one that I have is page 17 of your commission booklet. It deals with our bait chapter. So here we're looking at modifying or essentially updating scientific names for crayfish species that can be taken for commercial and non-commercial bait. So we have four crayfish species that the scientific name has been updated. We're simply updating those names in administrative rule as well.
Very good. Any questions? So moved by Commissioner Beast. Seconded by Commissioner Whitmire. All those in favor of the approving, sorry, I got to get my number here. Number eight, this is item number, where am I at? 12? Well, it is the bait, chapter 41-0904, number eight. Thank you, Commissioner Teal. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Kling votes aye.
Those opposed? It is adopted. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Moving on, the next one's page 19, dealing with our fish limits chapter. This would be modifying the existing harvest limit on Belfouche Reservoir, which currently is a protected slot, 15, 18 inches, which allows for harvest of fish below 15 inches and one over 18 inches. The modification would be to a two fish daily limit with a 15 inch minimum. Shared some information at the July Commission meeting on this regulation recommendation. The idea is that we currently have a large biomass of fish in that protected slot, 15 to 18. What we're seeing from our users and our lake survey information is that there are very few fish above that slot limit, and more importantly, very few fish below that slot limit. So what we're seeing is a large biomass within that, large adult population, likely suppressing upcoming year classes. So the thought is by removing that protected slot, a 15-inch minimum, we're allowing users to then harvest that large biomass, improve recruitment of younger fish in the system, and again, kind of balance that system out where it's at right now.
Any questions? Move to approve by Commissioner Whitmire, seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor of approving, this is the fish limits chapter 410703, say aye. Aye.
Bartling votes aye.
Those opposed, it is approved.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Moving on to the next one, page 22 of your commission booklet deals with our private fish hatcheries chapter. Here we're looking to modify the reporting requirements of a private fish hatchery. This would be similar to what we require from our bait dealers. Essentially, what we'd be doing is instead of individual records being submitted, we would allow for an annual summary by these private hatcheries. Some of the benefits are that it's a lot easier for our online reporting system to go outdoors to handle these submissions. And again, we've been able to do this with our bait dealers, and it's been a much easier transition. So we'd be looking to go from individual records to an annual summary.
Very good. Any questions? Move to approve by Commissioner Call. Seconded by Commissioner White. All those in favor of approving the private fish hatcheries chapter, say aye.
Aye.
Lingo votes aye.
All those opposed, it is approved.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Our last one deals with the snagging of salmon. We currently allow for the snagging of Chinook salmon on Lake Oahe only during the months of October and November. However, in recent years, staff have stocked additional salmon species that exhibit a similar life history strategy where essentially they spawn and then die. We allow snagging during this time because fish are cruising the shorelines looking for a location to spawn. This additional opportunity allows users to utilize these fish before essentially they die and they're not available within the system. As we've stocked additional species such as Atlantic salmon, and there could be the potential for other salmon species within the reservoir, we'd like to expand it from Chinook salmon to all salmon species be the same time of year in October and November.
Any questions? Seeing none, we need a motion. Moved by Commissioner Beast, seconded by Commissioner Cole. All those in favor of approving snagging of salmon chapter, say aye. Those opposed?
Bartling votes aye.
Those opposed? It is approved. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right, thank you for doing that for us, Jake. We're going to move.